Just as the city of Cleveland is working to spruce up for the convention, below ground work is also going on. It all began here at Public Square. Above ground, the city is pushing to rebuild its main square in time for the RNC. But before this could start, AT&T needed to lay conduit for new fiber optic cables underneath so that the main convention sites are linked together. The president of AT&T Ohio, Adam Grzybicki.
If you think about, you know, the location of that, you have casino in one direction, convention center in another, you know, Q and Progressive in another. You know, it's really an epicenter for downtown and an epicenter for our network.
But underground workers found some pretty corroded pipes. The company's area manager for network and process, Christy Moore, worked on the Democratic convention in Charlotte 4 years ago. She says Cleveland is like most cities for its phone and internet infrastructure.
It was average, but we did have to do some repair work to, you know, so we've enhanced what was already in place and made it even better.
As the convention's official communications provider, AT&T promised to lay 50,000 feet of optical fiber, but has already done 70,000 feet and may go beyond that. Much of that is connecting the Quicken Loans Arena and providing high-def television feeds to reporters at the Huntington Convention Center. That infrastructure will be useful for future conventions, says Lev Gonick. He's the CEO of One Community, a nonprofit advocate for building broadband in Northeast Ohio.
There will be significant capacity both at the Convention Center and at the Global Center for Health Innovation, a legacy of the RNC. Because everybody is priming the pump, as it were, to make sure that there's capacity. But we will be able to offer very robust services to the next events.
AT&T officials say the installations for presidential conventions 4 years ago is just a drop in the bucket compared to what's happening this year. Grzybicki explains they're providing internet access to 15,000 reporters at the convention center and 35,000 delegates in the queue.
Not half the audience is going to have their cell phone out snapping pictures and taking video. It's probably going to be the entire audience.
The company is also upgrading 165 cell towers around the region and installing distribution antenna systems, a kind of mini cell tower, both inside the queue and convention center as well as out on the streets. Moore says you might not notice those.
Yeah, you may see in a street pole, you may see a little bit longer length in one of them, or a funny little gadget that's on the top of it.
AT&T spent some $350 million building out their Cleveland area network over the last 3 years, and Grzybicki says most of this year's investment will be left behind.
In and around the perimeter, I'm sure there'll be a couple temporary towers that we'll put up, but that's the extent of it. You know, in terms of the outdoor antenna systems, the indoor antenna systems, the upgrades that we're making at the cell towers, those are all permanent. Obviously, the fiber is all permanent. The vast majority of what we're doing is here to stay.
Those aren't the only electronics likely to stay. The federal government is providing security money to Cleveland and Cuyahoga County, part of which will be used for security cameras. One Community's Lev Gonick says some of those cameras will be used to track vehicle traffic.
There will be additional investments coming to Cleveland as part of the RNC to make sure that those thousands of buses that the RTA is deploying will actually produce optimized routes, and that will be in part enabled by smart traffic technology. Those sensors and those cameras could have a life beyond the RNC.
Gonick notes another nice benefit. Cisco Systems is donating its Wi-Fi routers from the convention to the Cleveland Municipal School District. He laments that area cities and counties didn't work together to ask for more.
How many other things could the schools be able to take advantage of if we said, you know, schools first for all of the digital infrastructure that's coming to Cleveland? What else could we be doing?
Besides the official networks, other cell phone companies and local businesses and hotels are reportedly also upgrading their Wi-Fi systems and networks for the convention. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Mark Uricki.